You are hearing the sounds of pianist and composer Ron Davis from Toronto with his incredible ensemble, Symphronica. Ron has released several recordings with the group and puts on these wildly inventive performances all over the world. And they are fresh from a successful run of August shows at one of the world's largest arts events, the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. And now, here in Toronto and beyond, Ron Davis and Symphronica are embarking on a seventh season of classical reflection, world melodies, and jazz standards reinvigorated. The group will perform next Tuesday at Gallery 345 on Sir Warren Avenue in Toronto, and then at the 918 Bathurst Center for Culture on Saturday, November 9th. Joining me in the Classical FM studios, it's Ron Davis. Welcome, my friend.
Hello, Mark Wigmore, my friend.
Great to see you. And, you know, a lot to get to in just a few moments here. But for people trying to piece together the Symphronica sound, how would you characterize it? Because there's a lot in your soup.
Well, in the Symphronica soup?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's start with the observation that I've kind of rigged the game here by sticking myself in the middle of the words symphony or symphonic by calling it Symphronica.
That's right. You've been known to play around with your first name.
I am a textual deviant,
right.
Indeed. that symbolizes the fact that I'm a classically trained jazz piano player. And what I've done, especially this season that we're going to talk about with Symphronica the seventh, I've revisited classical sounds, classical works, but keeping the freshness of jazz and reinterpretations and improvisation of jazz. So it's kind of jazz meets classical.
And people do realize that there is improvisation within classical music as well. And so that's an older tradition. And what you do is so special. And I think people really do need to witness it to totally understand what happens. What kind of player do you need to be to be within the group? You've mentioned a little bit about your training, but who do you look for?
Someone who's utterly insane, which of course is maybe a trait of all great professional musicians.
That could be true.
This could be true. Someone who, first of all, has a mastery of the instrument. And it's not that jazz players don't have a mastery of the instrument, but there's a special mastery of the instrument when you're classically trained as well as jazz trained. And not all of the people in Symphronica have classical training, but being able to play to that tradition and being able to read and having the technique you get with classical, but then the freedom of jazz. So it's a more common mix today. When I was coming up in music, it was normal to find a hard divide between jazz and classical.
Some silos there, yes.
There were definitely concrete 7-foot wall, very tall silos.
Right.
Ew, I don't play jazz, or I'm not touching that classical stuff. But now we're finding these great musicians who can do both.
Now, we've talked about jazz and classical, but you really are picking at everything from Chopin to Art Tatum. We hear traditional Jewish sounds. We hear Italian music. You really go around the world with what you're putting together.
Thank you. Yes, it's true. And it brings me to that statement made by Wynton Marsalis, speaking of classically trained jazz musicians, the great
Wynton.
Yeah. He called jazz a great gumbo, you know, just a stew made up of all sorts of influences. So Symphronica is a gumbo.
It is.
Spicy.
And I want to get to the dates in a moment, but let me ask you, because you've done this a couple times, you just got back from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. What is the draw for you? You always make a real effort to be there. You have had great success with your concerts there. It's a special festival for you. What is the attraction year after year?
Well, it is, the best way I can put it by way of background is that the Edinburgh Festival Fringe is like the Olympics, is to the arts what the Olympics are to sports.
And it's not just music, too. It's all the theater. It's the one person shows, it's everything that happens there.
It's everything. It's comedy, it's dance, and not only do the performers and the companies from all around the world gather there, it's an in-gathering of the suppliers, if I can call them that, But the audiences, they come from all over the world, and the city of 500,000 people becomes a city of 1.5 million people with 4,000 shows a day. So to be in that oxygen, to breathe in that oxygen and to be in that environment, and then to bring our music there, and then to meet people who are, well, first of all, to play people who play in the Born the Symphony or to play in the Scottish Arts Clubs, but at the same time to play for audiences from Scotland, from England, from Israel, from Italy, from, we had the Canadian High Commissioner, the Canadian Ambassador to the UK come see us. We had Scotland's representative to Canada come see our show. It's all there.
So this is great for you, but really, when you think about it, any artist, it might be worth their time to think about it. Landing there at some point.
I do tell that to other artists. Yeah. I say, think about it long and hard. Make it a bucket list item, but it takes a lot of work.
Tuesday, November 5th, 7:30 p.m. at Gallery 345. And that is the first of several. And then the big show, I guess, Saturday, November 9th, 918 Bathurst Center for Culture. Tell me about this upcoming season of Symphronica. We're a little short on time because I want to get to some of your music, but tell us what we should expect.
So quickly, working backwards, November 9th is the opener at 918 Bathurst of three shows that we're going to be doing at that venue, two of which are jazz looks at classical music. November 5th at Gallery 345 in Toronto, which is about to close, unfortunately, is our first open rehearsal. We are going to be rehearsing for our Saturday, November 9th show. And people are, it's pay what you can. And people are invited to come to Gallery 345 and see how the sausage is made.
Right, very good. And for tickets for that November 9th show, bemusednetwork.com and a beautiful space, the 918 Bathurst Center for Culture. Ron Davis Music. RonDavisMusic.com is a wonderful place to visit for all the information on what's happening with the new season. And Ron, just a pleasure to be with you, and congratulations on doing it all again.
Thanks, Mark. Always a pleasure to be with you and with the Classical FM audience.
All right, here we go. This is music from Symphronica on the new Classical FM.